This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line. Cork's 96 FM.
Sarah is a very, very strong advocate for the rights and recognition of transgender because, of course, both Chloe and Jamie has transitioned. Sarah, good morning to you.
Hi, PJ. How are you?
Good, good, good. We've spoken many times to Jamie on this program. But a mom of two young trans people, you've been their strongest advocate.
Yes, I have. Yeah. It's it's not an easy thing to do in a society that kind of puts everybody into a binary gender and closes the door on it. So I think they came out kind of in their early teens. But I think, you know, if they had been given the chance or the knowledge that you know, there are transgender people in the world, people who don't identify with male or female pronouns, you know, that they might have come out a bit sooner than that, you know. But,
as a parent, Sarah,
mm-hmm.
when your child comes to you and reveals something like this, how do you take it in? Did you know or did you have a sense before? Was it Jamie came to you first?
Yes, Jamie. Well, Chloe kind of said, you know, that she was gender fluid, and very often, you know, that can be. It's not necessarily, but that was Chloe's first step, really, to kind of start exploring the gender that she was born with, and you know, stereotypically born into. But Jamie came and said that she was transgender. And, I suppose she had been dressing up in drag and stuff. And, you know, not to put a gender on dressing up in clothes that, you know, skirts and things like that and dresses and putting things on her head, having long hair and, you know. So I suppose I did question that because when she went into secondary school, all of that stopped. And I just, I did wonder, like, was she okay? And then she started doing drag. And as she's probably told you herself before, that she, you know, that wasn't good enough. She was coming home and getting out of it and having to live her science gender at birth.
She said to me that it just didn't feel like, it felt like making excuses. Kind of, it felt like sort of, well, I can do this and get away with it, but this is not where I want to be. I want to go the whole way.
For her, it was important to, transition from male to female.
By all accounts, she has a haul of shoes now that rival Imelda Marcus.
She has. I don't know where she got that from. Because I have no interest. But even as very young kids, they're always into, you know, just,
And how did you feel when first When they, you know, they bring the, first of all, it must be feel incredible as a mum to be so loved and trusted that they'll bring this to you. But how do you feel for them? And I'm thinking in terms, Sarah, now of some parent, mum or dad, but who is concerned that their child may be about to approach them or has indeed approached them, and how do they deal with it?
Yeah, I suppose it is really, you know, it is a privilege if a child goes to a parent and, you know, has the bravery and kind of strength to say that, you know, because the risk of rejection can be quite big for a lot of people, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think because I had kind of gone through them with the journey of them coming out, I came out a few years previous to that and, well, in my early 30s. And so I suppose I understand how it is, you know, to share that information. And then, you know, it's hard. I think it's because you go through kind of a stage before that where you're quite confused. You're not sure, you know, it is quite scary, you know, when you live.
Were you worried for them?
I think I was, yeah, and at the beginning, especially with Chloe, I used to walk down Patrick Street with her, and I could see people glaring at her and looking at her in a very different way, and that really scared me, because I just feel like it's nobody else's business whether you're a man or a woman or, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. or whether you identify with that gender, it's nobody's business, mm. you know.
Yeah.
And I suppose, you know, I heard years ago on the radio, I heard a man say that, you know, it was a case of either he had a gay son or he had a son that died by suicide. And I just think that's really, it really stuck with me, you know, mm. that actually I want my children to be able to come and tell me whatever's going on for them, you know.
Yeah, you want to get to a point in your relationship with your child, and that doesn't matter whether they're 7 or 17 or 27 or 37, indeed, that yeah. they can come to you with anything.
Yeah, absolutely anything that's going on for them, you know, because, you know, they're going through it on their own. Like, it is a very lonely journey. And the more support you have, and especially from a parent who just accepts and loves them, you know, and that's really what they're looking for, is somebody to see them, to actually understand that, you know, what they're going through is and can be a struggle. You know, I think it just makes their journey easier if they have somebody who can, they say, look.
I suppose as a parent myself, I wonder how I'd deal with it if it came to me. My concern would always be, God, this is a very cruel world. And were you fearful of the cruelty?
I was, yeah, I was. I suppose you'd hear it in the media and stuff about, especially, black trans women seem to be huge targets of abuse and murder in America especially. But, you know, so I suppose I was worried about them, and they have gone through a lot, you know, but I think the good thing for them is that they have each other, and that's really important. But you know,
what does it say about our society also, Sarah, and I think this is a positive thing, you may or may not agree with me, that 10 years ago, or even 7 years ago, when I started presenting this programme, it would have been a lot harder for you and I to have this conversation so openly.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Tenny have done a lot of work.
Remind listeners who Tenny are again.
Tenny are the Transgender Equality Network Ireland.
Ah, yes.
And so I think they've done a lot of work, but I think also that the young people have you know, they're more open-minded, and I think when they see their peers coming out or, you know, exploring their gender, I think it is really important that they do that anyway, but it's great, you know, over the last...
I heard a conversation recently between two young women whose friend had come out as trans, and all they were concerned about, where'd the bitch get them shoes? Where'd she get them shoes?
I know, but I suppose it's not.
But that's
like
more more their mentality in terms of the acceptance. They don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, some people do, and some people have a hang up about it. And, you know, we've been born into a society that believes that there are binary genders, and so they completely ignore, you know, non binary people, gender fluids. And, you know, it happens in sex as well. People think that it's just male and female, and so the intersex community are completely eradicated. So, like, it's, you know, it's important to have open discussions, and, you know that, I suppose, really we need to educate ourselves more on it, you know.
Well, I don't think in all the years, I know I've spoken many times to Jamie, but I've never had an opportunity to talk to you. I'm delighted to have it today, Sarah, and thank you very much for that. My best to them both. My best to both Jamie and Chloe, and indeed to any other parents who are in Sarah's position. Thank you very much. That's Sarah O'Herlihy. There is a family support line that Tenny operate. I think if this day of all days, we should mention it. And it is 01-907-3707. 01-907-3707.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.